Maria.
My mom and dad didn't speak any other languages at home, only German. But when I started school, they were really eager for me to learn English. My mother said it would give me a lot of job opportunities. Luckily, I think I had a natural talent, and it's something I was interested in anyway. So I enjoyed my classes. I think my mom encouraged me because she liked traveling so much. We used to visit different countries every year, mostly in Europe. But one year we went to Thailand, and I absolutely loved it. Everything was so different. It was a culture shock, but in a good way. That's probably why I became a translator. Actually, because of my mom encouraging me to learn other languages and visit other countries. I'm pleased she did. I feel very lucky that I meet people from all around the world.
Ahmet.
Well, Lebanon is a beautiful country, and living in Beirut always felt very cosmopolitan. I mean, when you walk down the street, you hear Arabic, French, English, all sorts of languages. A lot of the population there speaks more than one language. I like that. It's a great experience, I think. You understand that the world is full of different people and different cultures, and it's pretty similar in the Netherlands, too, I guess. When I moved there to work, I couldn't speak Dutch or Flemish. I mostly communicated in English to start with. To be honest, it didn't actually cause many problems because people there are usually fluent in English. But I did some part-time Dutch lessons at college in the evenings, and by the end of the first year, I could get by. I hope I'm pretty fluent nowadays, but you'd have to ask my Dutch friends.
Jesse.
I think in the US, we aren't great at learning new languages. I think people would like to learn, but because English is so common everywhere, people don't always feel a pressure to speak other languages. And when Americans travel, they can generally use English, which is a shame because practice is so important with that kind of thing. I only learned Japanese because I was living in Japan for a while. I worked for an international company and spent a couple of years in Tokyo. I didn't take any classes. I picked it up in my day-to-day life. To begin with, I could only use the basics. Hello, how are you? That kind of thing. But I gradually built up my knowledge. I wasn't fluent when I left, but I had basic communication skills, and I could do most day-to-day things, like shopping, arranging to meet people, everyday stuff.